好，那我今天要讲传承的生命。
So today I want to talk about
传承的生命。Generation, the faith, you know, from one generation to another generation.
Okay, the transition
of
faith between generations.
Yeah, 那我非常感谢神。
And I'm very thankful to God.
上个礼拜天中午吃饭的时候。
Last Sunday, during lunch.
我看到那个就是 Chloe 啊，她在祷告的时候，她是那样的虔诚啊。
I saw that when we were praying, Chloe was, you know, very focused.
我在想，这个。我在想文琪还有学桥训练的一定很不错啊。
I'm sure that Sister Wenqi and Abe, you know, they've really raised their children well.
因为小孩子好像那样祷告啊，那是我相信不是一天两天的。
And I'm sure to have a child pray like that is not something that happens in a day or two.
今天当学桥抱着这个孩子的时候
and today whenAbraham was holding his child.
我就想到昨天师母稍微有提到一件事。
Reminded me of something that Esther brought up yesterday.
Yeah. 就是当这个孩当学桥小的时候。
It was that when Abraham was a child.
我一个朋友在辅大，我的一个同学在辅大当副教授。
I had a friend who was a adjunct professor at the university in Taiwan.
他买了很多属灵的音乐 spiritual songs.
And he bought a lot of spiritual songs.
都是古典的小提琴啊这一类的。
And they were all classical.
那个时候没有智慧财产权的问题。
And during at that point, there wasn't any problems with the copyright infringement.
他就 copy 了一份。
So he made a copy.
我说你们是乡下的穷传道。
and he said this is for you.
他就送我们。
And he gave it to us.
我那个时候我就抱着雪橇。
And at that time, I was holding Abraham.
常常听那个音乐。
And oftentimes we were listening to those songs.
一面听那个音乐，一面跳舞。
We were listening to the music and also, you know, dancing.
好像最后一卷到不晓得他几岁的时候，学桥到几岁的时候，最后一卷听了好多年，到最后那个录音带太老了，就坏掉了啊。
And
很多录音带了，就坏掉。
Yeah, there were many tapes, but It was to the last tape. It was many years. We played it still for so long and for so many years that it finally broke.
我也想到小孩子啊，他们在周围就会有影响力。
And I believe that, you know, it does have an impact on the children.
那我记得我们让孩子们看那个火战车。
And I remember that I let our children watch the Chariots of Fire.
Yeah, 那个一个宣教士在 Eric Riddle 在中国的宣教士。
Yeah, so there was a missionary who went to China, Eric Riddle.
他参加世界运动会。
He was there to participate in the Olympics.
他跑到第一名。
He was able to get first place in the race.
那学荣看了之后就跟我挑战。
and after he watched it, my daughter Claire and I, we would race and compete.
我们在运动场上，他差一点赢我。
We were on the field, the track and field, and she almost beat me.
我就是想感谢神，我觉得。我们的主实在是很好啊。
So thank the Lord. Our God is truly so good.
那今天是母亲节。
And today is Mother's Day.
我也在想到这个信仰的传承啊，信仰的传承。
And I'm also thinking about the passing down and transitioning of our faith.
不管是从父亲，从母亲。
Whether it's from a father or from a mother.
我也非常谢谢志刚弟兄哈。
And I'm really thankful for Brother Zigong.
陪着这些孩子们的主日学哈。
That he's helping with the
Sunday school,
the Sunday school and the Bible study for the younger,
younger people. Jimmy, Emily, Sharon, 还有这 David 哈。
Yeah.
还有 David 都在成长。
Yeah. For Jimmy, David, Claire, Emily, Andrew, we're all growing up.
Yeah. 我们今天要看一点圣经啊。
Today we're going to read some scripture.
我们请看出埃及记二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 2.
出埃及记二章，二章一到九节。
Verse 1-9.
感谢神，我想，我们看到啊，这个故事大致上是这样。这故事大致 chapter 2 Exodus chapter 2、
yeah.
就故事大致上是如此，我们就不读了、
Okay, so we will just briefly talk about the story.
那在那个时代、
during this time,
就是法老、
Pharaoh,
他要因为以色列人越来越多、
because theIsraelites were growing in number.
他就下了一个命令。
He made a command.
所有希伯来人生下来的孩子呢，都要丢到河里面。儿子。
He said that all the sons of the Hebrews had to be thrown into the Nile River.
魔鬼很厉害。
The devil is powerful.
他知道如果你把这个下一代杀掉。
He knew that if you killed the next generation,
那以后信仰就没有传承。
The faith would not pass down to the next generation.
那但是摩西的父母。
But Moses's parents.
那他们是敬畏神的人。
They feared the Lord.
那我们看到摩西的母亲。
And we see here that Moses's mother.
她在第二节、第三节那边，他提到怀孕生了一个儿子。
It mentions in verse 2 and 3 that she gave birth to a son.
见他俊美。
And that he was
handsome. 就把他藏了三个月。
And hid him for 3 months.
那在第三节，他说就取了一个蒲草箱、石漆和石油，把孩子放在里面。
And so she. At the end of the 3 months, she got a papyrus basket and coated it with tar and pitch and put the child in there.
那让这个孩子在尼罗河里面。
And let the child put the basket on the Nile River.
那这样子的话，孩子能存活。
And in that way, the child would be able to survive.
那他在看是不是上帝有什么机会让这个孩子能够有机会。
And so that maybe this child would have a chance.
那各位弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天大概有孩子的就是学乔跟文琪啊。
Heard that.
有没有，我知道小孩子了，小孩子。将来也许我们的下一代可能其他的人。也许 Jimmy, Emily, Andrew 都可能有孩子啊。Claire 啊，对。都可能有孩子啊。
Okay, so today, the only people here with very young children are Abe and Sister Wenxi.
哇，你知道魔鬼在这个世代就是想要杀害下一代。
And you know, the devil in this world, he wants to destroy the next generation.
几年以前我们的邻居李华。
A couple years ago, our neighbor, brother, 李华。
哦，他说小孩子进到小学的时候会教导，老师教导说一个人有好几种性格的选择，性别的选择 ,gender.
He said that he was shocked when his kids,you know, went to school and they were teaching the children about that people could have multiple different genders and that they could choose between the different genders. And so the devil, he's really
他说 他说
CBS.
他说孩子你不要相信学校的这个书本的教科书这样讲。
And so my brother he told his children not to believe what they were teaching in school.
上帝创造的就是一男一女。
What God created is male and female.
今天台湾也是这样。
Today in Taiwan it's also like that.
我想共产党在这一方面比较好。
And I think with this respect the
他大概不准同性。同性 教育啊，同性恋的教育在小孩子就开始。他不许大陆啦 ，mainland China，、
oh, in
mainland, 他们不许可这样的教育在小孩就开始。
Okay, so at least in mainland China, they don't allow this type of education.
魔鬼那个时代，法老是用是要叫小孩子的生命丢到尼罗河里面。
In this Old Testament, the Pharaoh wanted to throw the children into the Nile.
西律的时候是两岁以下孩子都要杀掉。
In Herod's time, he wanted to kill all of the baby boys under the age of two.
今天我们没有蒲草箱。
Today we don't have this papyrus basket.
但是我们父母的祷告。
But our parents' prayers.
为他们祷告。
The prayers for their children.
继续的祷告。
Their continuous prayer.
不管你孩子是小的或是大的。
Whether your child is still young or has already grown up.
就可以神就可以使他有一个蒲草箱，神的同在就保护着他。
So in that way, the prayers, through the prayers, God can protect them.
那使他们有一个保护，使他们能够保护。
So that they can be protected.
不受这个世界的影响。
So that they are not influenced by this world.
魔鬼用各种的方法。
Because the devil uses all types of ways.
偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
To steal, to destroy.
但是摩西的母亲有信心。
But Moses' parents had faith.
神也恩待他们，神给他们恩典。
And God also gave them grace.
就有法老的女儿，就是公主，带着一群人在那里洗澡。
So the grace was here when Pharaoh's daughter, a princess, she brought several people there to the Nile.
那个她有一个婢女，有一个使女，一个婢女，就把那个蒲草箱打开来了。
And then one of her attendants found the basket and opened it.
那感谢神。
So thank God.
摩西的姐姐。
Moses' sister.
她就说：“我可以替你找一个奶妈。我可以替你找一个奶妈。”
She told the Pharaoh's daughter, if she could find one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby.
她就把她的母亲就叫来了，当这个孩子的奶妈。
So she got her mother to become them, to take care of the child.
法老的女儿不晓得知道不知道，她就是她的母亲了。
And who knows if Pharaoh's daughter knew?
她说：“你把这个孩子抱去。”
But she said, "Yes, go."
你来乳养他，你来给他奶喝。
She said to, she told the mother to, you know, take care of the baby. Give it milk.
这个孩子就受母亲的影响。
So this child was influenced by his mother.
那到了一定的年龄才带回法老的女儿那里。
So only to a certain age, then he was brought to the Pharaoh's daughter.
摩西的意思就是这个孩子是从水里拉出来的。
And Moses' name is that he is taken from the water.
我们能够信耶稣。
The fact that we can believe in Jesus
都是神的拣选。
It's because of God's selection.
许多的孩子。
Many children.
那他们没有机会。
They don't have an opportunity.
但是感谢神，我们当中的孩子有机会。
But thank God that among us we have a chance.
神帮我们从撒旦的权下救出来。
God saved us from the power of Satan.
那我们看到希伯来书十一章二十三节。
So let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23.
那个地方，希伯来书十一章二十三节那个地方提到。
And here in verse 23. It mentions.
他提到说摩西生下来他的 父母见他是个俊美的孩子就因着信把他藏了三个月并不怕亡命。
By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict.
那在24节这边看到。
And in verse 24, we see,
提到摩西因着信。
It says that by faith, Moses,
长大了,
when he had grown up,
就不肯称为法老女儿之子。
Refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害。
He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God.
也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time.
他看为基督受的凌辱。
He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ.
比埃及的财宝更宝贵。
As of greater value than the treasures of Egypt.
因为因他想望所要得的赏赐。
Because he was looking ahead to his reward.
那这就是一个认同。
So this is an acknowledgement.
他要认同他的身份，他的地位。
He acknowledged his identity.
做希伯来人是一个奴隶，在那个时代。
During that time, being a Hebrew meant you were a slave.
你看到，如果你看过十诫，他们在那里用那个泥土在造砖。
If you saw the movie,
the Ten Commandments,
you'd see that during that time, the Hebrews were forced to make bricks.
那他们是做奴隶。
They were doing hard labor.
他们在受苦害。
They suffered.
那一个做奴隶的希伯来妇人。
So here we see two parents, who were slaves, Hebrew slaves.
有一个敬虔的生命。
But they had a faithful life.
他可能会跟这个孩子讲。
Perhaps they probably taught the child.
孩子讲到希伯来人的历史。
Taught the child about the Hebrew history.
讲到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
Talk about, you know, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
神跟他们立的约。
And the covenant God established with them.
甚至连上帝要他们在埃及地的这些都是上帝的安排。
And even the fact that they're in Egypt is that it was God's will. 但是
法老因为怕以色列人太兴旺。
But because the Pharaoh was afraid that the Hebrews would be too powerful.
所以让他们做奴隶。
So that he forced them to be slaves.
那或许这个母亲敬虔的生命。
And so maybe it was this faithful life of his mother.
影响了这个孩子。
That influenced this child.
使这个孩子有一个神圣的使命。
So that this child had
holy mission.
A holy mission.
他宁愿跟上帝的百姓一同受苦。
So that he would be willing to suffer along with the people of God.
在埃及的皇宫中。
Even though he was in the royal,
可能有各可能有各样的最终之乐，声色犬马。
Maybe there are so many different, you know, pleasures and sins in that place.
但是摩西宁愿跟神的百姓受苦。
But Moses would rather be mistreated with the people of God.
因为他感觉到有生命的意义。
Because he had a purpose in his life.
那胜过在埃及的。在最终之乐。
So that he did not place any regard on the pleasures of Egypt.
那他看为基督受的凌辱。
And that he saw the he regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ.
比埃及的财宝更财物更宝贵。
As of greater value than the treasures of Egypt.
那各位弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
你在做那个时代，你做一个希伯来的奴隶。
If you were during that time and you were a Hebrew slave,
你认同你的生命，你的身份是希伯来人。
And you acknowledge your identity as a Hebrew.
那会有一种奴隶的身份。
Then you will also have the identity of a slave.
那是一种在外人看是一种耻辱。
And for the outsider, that is a maybe a disgrace.
如果你在做埃及人。
And if you were an Egyptian.
特别做一个王储，因为摩西有可能成为王，将来的法老。
And you're a part of the royal family. In fact, you know, it is possible that Moses could have been a pharaoh.
他是很尊贵的。
They're, you know, highly esteemed.
他受过很好的教育。
He was very well educated.
他的说话行事都有能力。
Even in his speech, he had power.
有人说他学过军事。
Some people say he learned about military.
他学过公共卫生。
He learned about, you know, public
health.
Health.
Yeah. 他可能因为他立位记写那些都非常的清楚啊。他也可能学过法律。
He probably also learned about law.
他是学了很多。
And indeed, he learned a lot.
但是他一直在想。要把他的百姓从最终带出来。从奴隶中带出来。
But in the back of the mind, he was always thinking about bringing his people out of slavery.
那他用错了方法。
But he used the wrong method.
他用他自己的血肉之躯。
He tried to use his own flesh.
力量杀了一个埃及人。
And is using his own strength, he killed an Egyptian.
那王非常的生气。
So the Pharaoh was very angry.
所以他就因着信心，跑到旷野。
So with faith, through faith, he fled Egypt into the desert.
40 years.
For 40 years.
倒空他的天然的生命。
He emptied his own human nature.
那在旷野里面，神在何烈山向他显现。
And in the desert.God revealed himself to him at Mount Hebron.
有的时候我们的旷野在工作的职场。
And sometimes our own desert is in our workplace.
那个时候神也在训练我们。
And you know, in that time, you know, God is also training us.
有的时候我们的旷野在家居家庭的生活。
Sometimes our wilderness is in our family life.
我想像最近志刚的这几年他的岳父的这些生病。
I'm sure with Brother Zigong's in these last couple of years with his father-in-law's health.
我想对他的太太，对他太太的哥哥都是一个很大的熬炼。
I'm sure it's been very challenging for his wife and also his brother-in-law.
特别对慧琴的哥哥是一个很大的熬炼。
Definitely for
David's mom's是一个很大的熬炼。
David's
舅舅 David's 舅舅
Uncle Zhang's brother-in-law
听说在大陆他是一个很杰出的外科医师主任。
We heard that he was a very esteemed doctor in China.
放下这一切。
He let go of that.
然后服侍一个病，服侍父亲一个病人。
To take care of his father.
哦，不是那么容易。
That is not easy.
那就是在那个时候。
And it's in that moment.
我在想，他们可能神在让他们在寻找生命的意义。
I believe that maybe they are.God is letting them start to think about what the purpose of their life is.
神向摩西显现。
And God revealed himself to Moses.
那神要用他。
And God wants to use him.
他以前是说我能够。
In the past, Moses says, I can do it.
我有很多的学问。
You know, I have a lot of, you know, I'm very educated.
但是到后来他说我不能。
But in the end, he said, no, I can't.
以前他的口才很好。
In the past, he could speak very Yeah, he could speak very well.
Yeah, eloquent.
Eloquently.
但是后来他说我是说话拙口笨舌的人。
But then he ended up saying that he
awkward.
Yeah, he was awkward in speech.
Awkward. 对，那就是他认识到他的天然的有限。
He finally recognized his own human limitation.
但是他更多的来认识神。
But he came to know God more.
哦，摩西，圣经上面说他是旧约里面一个很大的先知。
And you know the Bible, you know, says that he was a, you know, great prophet in the Old Testament.
哦，你看到他跟法老有十次的这种。Encounter 的这种对决
，and we see that you know he had you know 10 like great encounters with the Pharaoh.
法老不愿意让神的百姓释放出去。
The Pharaoh would refuse to let God's people go.
但是神借着一次一次的灾难
，but God used many plagues to.
Yeah, 去 yeah. 要让法老的心柔软一点，柔软一点，柔软一点。
God wanted to use those plagues to soften his heart, the Pharaoh's heart.
最后，神借着可以说是让埃及所有的长子都让那个灭命的去把那个长子都灭掉。
But the last blow, God, he killed the firstborn sons of all the Egyptians.
所以法老看以色列人好像是瘟疫一样。
So Pharaoh began to see the Hebrews as a pestilence.
叫他们出去。
And wanted them to get out.
摩西就带他们出去了。
So Moses led the Hebrews out.
那而且不只是出去。
It's not just to leave.
他们还跟他们的那些埃及人要了一些财物出去。
They even you know got you know. A lot of gold and other items from the Egyptians.
他们出去了之后，为的是要在旷野侍奉神。
And so that they could go out to the wilderness and worship God.
那当然有一个更美之境。
So, but of course, there's an even more beautiful thing.
就是牛奶与蜜之地。
To enter that land flowing with milk and honey.
我记得学乔小时候。
I remember when Abe was a child.
但是他问我一个问题。
And he asked me a question.
为什么一定要在旷野？
He said, why did it have to be in the wilderness?
他如果在皇宫，他可以有军队带以色列人出去啊。
If he was still in the palace, he could use the military power to lead the Israelites out.
可是神的意念高过人的意念。
But God's thoughts and ways are higher than.
神要我们不用我们天然的力量。
God doesn't want us to use our own human abilities.
不用我们肉体的力量。
Not to use the strength of our flesh.
单单依靠他。
But to solely rely on him.
我想将来在末世也是如此。
I believe that in these end times, it is the same.
他也要我们单单的因着信。
He wants us to purely have faith.
那他要我们因着信。
He wants us to live by faith.
那我想神可以做这些事情。
And I believe God can accomplish these things.
母亲的言语。
For the
母亲的话语教导。
That the teaching that comes from the mother.
还有母亲的敬虔的生活
，and that the faithful life of the mother
建立了她一个信仰的根基
，established a sound foundation of faith。
那这是很重要的
，and so this is very important。
那我在想，不只是亲生的肉身的母亲
，I believe it's not just our biological mother。
我最近跟学荣跟学谦说
，recently I talked to Claire and Jim。
我说你们在 Prince George 的学校
，you know I said that you guys are teaching in Prince George's。
有的是中南美洲受苦受难的人跑出来的。
Some of your students, you know, are fleeing from their country。
那有的人是从非洲的难民。
And some are refugees from from countries in Africa.
他们都很痛苦的。
They have all suffered.
出来了到这里。
And they've come out of that place and they've come to the United States.
我想我们不只是教他们英语数学。
So that, you know, we're not just here to teach them English and math.
如果我们能把耶稣活出来。
But if we can live out Jesus.
也许在教课堂不太容易那么多的时间。
Perhaps during class time, there's not that much time.
也许比奥巴马的时代自由多了。
Maybe it's a little easier than under the Obama presidency.
但是私下可以影响他们。
But in class, we can still influence the students.
我们不轻看任何一个人。
We don't overlook any one person.
一个人可以。被神得到。
Anyone can be God can call them.
那会有很大的影响。
There can be a great impact.
有的时候人是在一种苦境中神得到一个人。
Sometimes it's during one suffering that's when God
像撒摩尔的母
亲，
撒摩尔的母亲哈拉。
Just like Samuel's mother Hannah.
她有一个对头。
She had an adverse. Yeah.
那她的先生娶两个太太。
Her husband had two wives.
那她的母亲起先生不出来。
And at first, she couldn't bear a child.
常常被那个对头嘲笑。
So that she, the other wife often made fun of her.
她的母亲就在那里祷告。
So Hannah would go to the temple to pray.
圣经里面教导我们受苦的时候我们要多祷告。
The Bible teaches us that when we're suffering, we need to pray even more.
神真的让她生了一个孩子。
And God really let her bear a child.
那这个母亲为她祝福。为这个孩子祷告。
And Hannah, she had a prayer for her son.
那训练她。
And she trained. Raise this child,
把这个孩子养成一个敬畏神的人
and raise this child to be someone who fears the Lord,
甚至可以听到神的声音
to even hear God's voice,
那然后影响了一个时代
and to influence a generation,
把那个混乱的世事时代
and to impact a generation that was confused and scattered
judges,
during the judges,
带到一个新的时代
to bring them into the new age.
那神可以借着一个母亲的祷告
So God can use the prayers of a mother.
不管你现在的光景如何
It doesn't matter what your situation is.
不管你的孩子现在的情况如何
What the circumstance is for your child.
我们要继续的在神面前呼求。
We need to continue to call out to God.
那也许是我们肉身的孩子。
And perhaps it is our biological children.
也许是我们属灵的孩子。
Maybe it's our spiritual children.
六月份。
In June.
我们在台湾有一个吸毒，后来得胜，而且帮助许多人，胜过放下毒品的一个姐妹。
We have a sister who has led many people to get rid of their addictions to drugs.
台湾的总统要召见她。
The Taiwanese president is going to meet her.
她有六个人要陪着她去。
And there are six people that are going to go with her.
我是她的牧师。
And I'm her pastor.
那我也要去。
And so I'm also going to go.
说实在我不是很喜欢那个总统。
And to be honest, I don't really like the president.
我也曾经打电话到总统府三次。
I've even in the past, I've called several times to the vice president.
我希望他不要赞成同婚。
I hope that she doesn't support same-sex marriage.
我也不希望她立一些法令很奇怪不好的法令。
And I don't want her to sign some laws that are not good.
所以这些日子我就悔改。
So these last couple of days I've been repenting.
我说主给我爱。
I ask God to give me love.
不然我见到她我会怪怪的。
Otherwise, when I meet her, I might be a little off.
求主帮助啊。
So may God help me.
那我们的人生都在神的一个 plan 中。
Our lives are on God's plan.
那感谢神。
I'm so thank God.
亚伯拉罕可以成为父为多国的父。
Abraham could be the father of many nations.
我最近鼓励我的太太。
And lately I've been encouraging my wife.
就是说你好好的继续的为学谦学荣祷告。
To continue to pray for Abraham, for Claire.
不，学谦俊，他们教很多多国的人啊，六七个国家的人，好几个国家啊。
They both are teaching.
如果他们
that come from many countries,
如果他们不只是老师
，so that they're not just teachers.
如果他们有一个为人父、为人母的心
if they have a fatherly and motherly heart for those,
生命就会传承。
Then they'll be able to spread this faith.
我们最后再想到有一个提摩太的母亲。
And lastly, we should also think about Timothy's mother.
他的母亲叫尤尼基。
His mother was Eugenia.
那有尼基是一个原文的意思是一个胜利得胜者。
And the meaning of that name is that she is a overcomer.
那她的处境也不容易。
But her circumstances are not easy either.
她的先生是一个希腊人。
Her husband is a
Greek.
A Greek.
那不同的习俗。
With different customs.
可是她就是教导她的儿子提摩太。
But she.Taught her son Timothy.
那使提摩太成为一个敬畏神的人。
So that Timothy became a person who feared the Lord.
Yeah, 那提摩太教导人的时候是说不可叫人保罗教导提摩太的时候说不可叫人小看你的年轻。
So that's why Paul he instructed Timothy to not to not be afraid, to not let other people look down on him because of his age.
Yeah, 他比较年轻。
Because he was younger.
他是说要在爱心、信心、清洁上。
But to in faith,
love
and love and
faith, and purity,
and purity.
做众人的榜样。
To be an example for others.
我们要相信。
So we need to believe.
这个尤尼基把这个信心信仰传给了提摩太。
His mother, helped Timothy to have this faith.
那信心也能够借着神的话。
And faith, we can through God's word.
那在提摩太书信也提到圣经的重要。
And in Timothy, it also speaks of the importance of God's word.
教导人学义。
It teaches people to learn righteousness.
我本来想给学乔取叫学义。学义就是学习圣经的话啊。我爸爸说那个太严肃了。
originally, I wanted to name Abraham something else in Chinese, which basically translates to learn righteousness. But my father said that was too
serious.
Too serious.
他说要学习，在这个有一个人叫郑桥啊，他说学习像那个郑桥一样啊。那我的解说是学习在地上做聚居的人。To learn to be a passenger in the world, okay? Yeah. 那但是亚伯拉罕也是因信称义。阿门啊！感谢主。我想我们真的看到，我们看到尤尼基，我们看到尤尼基训练了、教导了提摩太。
So we see that, Eugenia she raised and taught Timothy.
提摩太，保罗告诉提摩太，你要教导那些能教导的人。
And Paul told Timothy to teach those who are willing to be taught.
那是几代？你看，有尼基，有尼基的母亲，有尼基提摩太，提摩太又教导人，这一个人又可以将来教导人。一共是五代。
So think about how many generations there are. It's Eugenia's parents, Eugenia, and then Timothy, and those that Timothy are teaching, and then even the children.
你们这些年轻人都是有潜力的。
So, those of us who are younger, you have,
yeah,
have great potential.
我最近讲一下，神给我一个感动，新酒新皮带。
So I want to bring up something that God has been telling me about.
我跟我太太
a new wineskin and old wineskin.
我也跟我太太鼓励，我也跟景深居华鼓励过。
I've encouraged Brother Jensen, my wife.
就是如果真的有渴慕的人
if there are people who desire God,
我们就是去拜访他们。
Then we should go see them.
爱他们。
To love them.
那如果教会有的时候可以有爱宴，让他们觉得被温暖啊。
And if the church has time to bring them to banquets or festivals to show them God's love.
那他们愿意来很好。
And if they're willing to come, then that is great.
如果他们不愿意来
，And if they're not willing,
我们继续的去爱
，Then we continue to love them.
我们。不把教会教堂局限在我们的聚集。
We don't limit the church to just here where we meet.
有一个美国的牧师。
There's an American pastor.
他走出自己的限制。
He walked out beyond his own.
他除了自己的教会，他去到外头啊，就是去帮助人建立人。那有的人是家教会。
So he didn't just work in his church, but he went out to other places to build up others.
神要我们祝福许多的人。
God wants us to be a blessing to many people.
那我在此我就是鼓励我相信你们都是可以成为一个生命信仰传承的人。
And so I believe and I hope for all of you to be people who are able to to pass down the faith.
当我认识基密的时候
when I first met,
好像三年级是不是啊？现在是一个 grown up 成人了啊！感谢主， yeah. 那能够翻译，能够懂圣经，我觉得感谢神，哈利路亚！我们就是这样，希望代代相传。
Yeah, and so thank God, and I hope that we can continue to pass down the faith through generations.
所以那个文琪不要难过哈，你如果养四个女的，我也没话讲。四个女先知，对不对啊？三个已经满足了啊。OK， 没问题啊。我想我们就是 by faith， 那圣经里面教导生养众多，遍满全地啊。感谢神，我想，不会不会，没有问题，我没有什么男生女生的，只要是属灵的后裔啊，那就最重要，阿们，男生女生不重要，要紧的是敬虔的后裔，阿们，OK， 我们把荣耀归给主，阿们，对不起啊，男生女生都不重要
，whether it's a son or a daughter, that's not important.
要紧的是敬虔的后裔。
What's important is faithful and diligent generation.
我记得有一次我在台湾。
I remember one time in Taiwan.
同一个礼拜。
It's during the same week.
神把同样的话给他给我。
God gave the same word to me and my wife.
就是保罗提到大灾敬虔的奥秘。
The
Timothy, the First Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16. Yeah.
The word that we were brought to was First Timothy chapter 3,
16.
Verse 16.
Yeah. 但愿神把这些敬虔的实质。
that God would bring to reality.
让我们都得着。
So that we can all.
好，我读来，我读一遍。
Achieve this.
大灾近前的奥秘。
This is the mystery of godliness.
无人不以为然。
或者
你就全部念英文好了，我们中文我们都看得懂。
Okay.
Yeah.
Verse 16, right? Yeah. Beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. Am I in the right place?
Yeah, just.
Okay, he appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory.
愿神改变我们做父母的。
May God change those of us who are parents.
那有一个敬虔的实质，敬畏的实质。
To have this diligent and faithful reality.
也养出敬虔的后裔。
And to raise a generation that is also faithful.
我们把荣耀归给主。
May all glory belong to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.